This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. The largest known police settlement in Colorado's history will be given to the family of Christian Glass, attorneys say. Glass was a 22-year-old Boulder man whose car was stuck off the side of the road near Silver Plume. He called police for help, and they ultimately shot and killed him in the front seat of his car. Three counties in the state will pay out $19 million in his death. They have also agreed to additional training and to apologize to his family. Police will not be able to use lies or deception to get juvenile suspects to confess under a bill signed by Governor Polis. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Backers of the new law worry that teens and children are especially susceptible to being misled by law enforcement into making false confessions. The new law also requires training for police on how to handle juvenile interrogations in particular, including information about how to build rapport and how to ask age-appropriate questions. And officers will have to record all juvenile interrogations. The change was backed by Democrats and takes effect in early August. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The White River National Forest has signed off on a number of improvements for the Hanging Lake Trail in Glenwood Canyon. Changes include redesigns of several bridges as well as a boardwalk at the popular Spouting Rock feature. The trail saw significant damage from debris flow in 2021 that came on the heels of the Grizzly Creek fire. Construction will begin this fall. This is CPR News. Along the Front Range, more patchy smoke and highs in the 70s today. It's 9:06.